Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. We're talking some NFL football. Big Earl Skakel will join us. We'll talk about Norm McDonald. We'll talk some NFL. Earl's a big hockey guy as well. Russ Baxter, football guru, will join us. A little bit later on, we'll talk more NFL football. Of course, we got New York and Washington. And, you know, it's amazing because I do like Washington in this game. And the only thing that scares me is the fact is that crazy, illogical things happen on Thursday night football. And there's normally, you know, normally the teams aren't great. They don't put great teams on Thursday night football very often, at least in the first half of the season, until whoever, Fox or whoever the hell it is, picks it up because they pay big money for it. So they're, you know, this is one of those weird deals where everything sets up for Washington here, doesn't it? Everything just lines up accordingly for Washington in this game. Better coach, better defense, better offense, better offensive line, better defensive line. What, name one thing that the Giants are better at. You could argue on paper the Giants have better wide receivers and whatever and all that. So what? On paper, the Giants team on paper are thinner than a zigzag rolling paper. They melt like a zigzag in the rain. All right? They melt like a zigzag in the rain. And, you know, what's amazing is I talk about last year, and how far do you want to go back is another thing. But, listen, let's go back 2 years since Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has never lost to Washington. They beat him 24-3, 41-35, 20-19, and 23-20. They've actually beaten them 5 straight times. They've beaten them 5 straight times. The last time the Washington football team beat the New York football Giants, and I'm almost amazed, like, that this is factual, but October the 28th, 2018. October 28, 2018. We're going back a little ways here, aren't we? Wow. Man, that's to me, that's just crazy. That's what I was saying. It's one of these weird, you know, when you get into divisions, you never know what's going to happen. They're division games. You throw out the records and all that type of stuff. But I'm liking Washington even more now. Ron Rivera's got to be sick of losing to these guys. Joe Judge has 6 wins in his career. 2 of them are against Washington. I don't know. Do they match up well with Washington? If they beat him again, I guess so. But I've got $250 in already that says they don't. I put $250 in. And we will put more. Look, we had 10 picks last night, right? So, you know, we're going to load up. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're breaking it down. We've got football fever. Somebody call a doctor, man. Somebody call a doctor. Somebody did call a doctor on the New Orleans Saints. They've got 8 COVID cases right now, except we don't know who. and the point spread hasn't moved. No sportsbook has even taken the game down. So there are reports that there's nothing to be overly concerned about as far as the New Orleans Saints are concerned. But let's check in on the Diamond. Let's check in on the Diamond tonight because, yeah, football's here, but wow. Guys, think about what we have coming up. We were just talking a couple of minutes ago about the Stanley Cup odds. Dude, hockey's back in less than a month. I think the preseason starts in 9 days now. All right, regular season starts, what, October the 13th in the National Hockey League. So we're less than a month away. The NBA starts the following week. And we got college basketball. And we're going to have baseball playoffs. Everything is coming together. If you're a sports, if you don't have to be a better, just you're a sports fan, but if you're a better, whoa, wow. It doesn't get any better than this. You're going to have NFL football, college football, World Series, Major League Baseball, playoff baseball, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, MLS soccer. There could be a night, there will be a night, we're going to have six leagues going on at once. And I'm sure there's other stuff that I'm not even, you know, you get in your tennises and the UFCs and blah, blah. Think about back in the pandemic about a year and a half ago. And we were lucky to break down. We were talking about like some Matthew Wolf dude playing in some stupid skins game with Rory. Right? It doesn't, come on. My favorite time of the sports year has always been the end of September. That crossover into the baseball playoffs and football, and you know that everything else is around the corner, but it really is. Everything is coming together. And I'm all about future plays right now, and I can't wait. We're going to get into the NHL divisions, and we'll get into the futures. Yet, Tampa Bay right now, guys, are plus 600. I wasn't planning on talking about Stanley Cup futures right now, but they're plus 600.
So Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're telling me you think the Colorado Avalanche are better than the Tampa Bay Lightning? And the Lightning aren't letting up. They do want to be a dynasty. They just get better all the time. As McKinnon stated earlier, too, they know how to manipulate the salary cap better than anybody in the National Hockey League. People want to play for them because they're good. People want to play in Florida because there's no tax. They have the best coach in the NHL right now in John Cooper. They're loaded. I think they want to make a statement.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Now, speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
George.
Oh, yeah. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. It is the Twisted Tuesday. Russ Baxter is going to join us later. We're going to talk some football. But we promised the legend, the comedic genius. And we're not talking about Norm Macdonald, but that's who we have Earl Skakel on to talk about Norm Macdonald. And it's crazy because I was in it was in Hollywood last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't know, whatever it was. I lose track of time. But we were in Hollywood, and I never expected. I wasn't planning on it, but the girl I was with wanted to go to some restaurant from the Real Housewives of whatever. and ended up in West Hollywood. And I walk up the street, and who do I run into? Big Earl Skakel. How you doing, Earl?
Yeah, I was about to say, you weren't in Hollywood, brother. You were in West Hollywood. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I was in a lot of places. And I got to be honest with you, Earl, full disclosure, I ended up at that place with the guys in the Speedos. It actually worked. They drew me in. I ended up going there for a couple of drinks. Good place. I had a good time.
Oh, it's the best nightlife, and it's very very friendly to all sexualities. You know, you don't have to be gay to enjoy the nightlife in West Hollywood, and I literally live probably 500 feet from that bar, so I'm quite familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, well, I've said it before, and that's what I told. She goes, wow, it's really rocking here. I said, you want to find a party, you just go to wherever the gay neighborhood is in any city. That's where the big party is going on. So, yeah, we ran into Earl in West Hollywood, and it is hopping, great area. And we went up the street up to the whiskey. And, you know, it's great. Hollywood's just a fun place to hang out in. So it's great running into you, Earl. So, listen, a lot of stuff I want to get to, but obviously, listen, we have you on, whatever, for any reason, but Norm MacDonald passes away. And if you can, Matthias, give us the O.J. Simpson clip here. This is, there's a lot of O.J., right, with Norm. There's a big history, but this is, we have the one from the ESPYs, right? We've got, this is Norm joke from the ESPYs. Give us that one if you can, Matthias, here. Yes, give us the O.J. Simpson one. Yes, please.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are...
It's great stuff. That's great stuff from Norm MacDonald at the ESPYs to Charles Woodson. So as a comedian... And for the record, for people tuning in, you can follow Earl on Twitter at Earl Skakel. But Earl is a comedian, a very popular one in Hollywood, L.A. You've seen him in commercials. You've seen him on TV. Roast Battle, he's been featured on in the past. So comedy is your life, Earl. Were you a big Norm MacDonald guy? I mean, I imagine. I mean, he's a hockey fan and he's a comedian. So I imagine you must have been a fan of his. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. But what's your thoughts on the passing of Norm MacDonald?
Oh, I loved him. He was one of the greats. You know, he was... Usually when you say somebody is a comics comic, it means the industry doesn't like them. But he was one of the few who the industry loved him, and every comic loved him. And I think David Spade said it the best, and I won't use the language because I know we're on radio, but he was like, Norm was the last comic who didn't give a F.
Yeah.
Which might have hurt his career to a degree, you know. Many people don't know that Don Ohlmeyer was the head of NBC West Coast, and he was like, dude, you got to stop doing so many O.J. jokes. And that made Norm want to do double the amount. And that's why he was fired from SNL, and that's Norm. He did not care. And even when he was bad, he was good. Like, the movie Dirty Work, which is probably one of the worst films ever made. And I love Bob Saget.
Have you ever been in a movie with him? Have you ever? Because I know Earl's your friend with Rob Schneider, and obviously Rob, you know, is part of the SNL crew too. Were you ever in a movie that he was in?
I was not. I've been in a movie with Spade and Schneider, but never with Norm. I wish I was in Dirty Work. You know, but he had that Johnny Carson-like ability to almost be funnier when he was bombing. Like the roast of Bob Saget. And I've done roast on Comedy Central, so I know he had every executive and producer at Comedy Central telling him how to do comedy. And he went out and said, okay, you want to tell me how to do comedy? I'm going to bomb on purpose, and it's going to be funnier than anyone else on this dais. And that was Norm. Like, he was just irreverent, he was an irreverent genius, and he should have been bigger, actually. But that's part of him not giving AF. He didn't care to please the industry, which is refreshing.
You know, and I could respect that. Trust me, I've lived that life. So trust me, I can respect that. But he was big. You know what I mean? It is true. He didn't have the... But that wasn't him. He didn't want to be that, you know what I mean, just cash a check type guy. I don't want to make money. But I don't think he cared enough, right? Like, he didn't love the dollar enough to just be that complete sellout guy. And I think that's why so many people respected him as much. But because, you know, come on, man, he was massive, right? And that SNL stuff. I brought it up earlier, Earl. We'll get your take on SNL a bit. But let me just say one thing about Norm, like you said, too, where he was a, you know, comedian's comedian. And that's the best compliment you can get, for your art and your craft. But one thing about Norm Macdonald I noticed, Earl, is like you said, like, it's rare that everybody's going to like you. You know what I mean? Like, people will be like, yeah, Louis C.K.'s funny, but oh, God, he's this. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be people you're polarizing. I've noticed with Norm can sit down on the Howard Stern show and he's buddies. Like, he fits right in. Norm can go out and do a bunch of rails and a bunch of blow with Artie Lang for a weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, Norm can hang out with the hardcore partiers. He's the so cool in school, Earl. He can hang out with the jocks, the hot girls, the punk rockers, the nerds. You know what I mean? Everybody likes Norm in the sense that, look, dude, like, Jerry Seinfeld's big time. He was, like, buddies with Seinfeld, right? I saw him on that, in that Driving with Car show, whatever it's called, on that show. I'm just saying, like, big time guys, street guys, regular guys, everybody loved Norm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just wish he got, I guess, a little bit more mainstream recognition than he got.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, one of the greatest sets I've ever seen at the Comedy Store, and I've seen literally everyone and any comic you can name, I've seen them perform at the Comedy Store, but probably the best one ever was one night about 2 in the morning, it was winding down, and Norm walks up and says to the girl in the cover booth, "Can I go on?" And of course, she told him yes, and he killed for an hour in front of 6 people, and all the waitresses and bar staff started coming in, and it was such a magical moment to see him just destroy a room that had maybe 20 people in it. And
that's amazing.
I felt like I was in a comedy class, like, oh, what? Because, you know, the last few comics.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That night we're bombing, and they were kind of blaming it on the crowd, and well, it's you guys that suck, not me. And Norm went up there and just lit the room on fire, and it was literally like being in a comedy school for all of us.
And you know what's amazing, too? How many people would know that Norm Macdonald was born in Quebec City? Of all places. Quebec City.
Yeah.
Not a Nordique fan, though. He's a Montreal Canadiens fan. Late Night Anger Management Class.
Fan.
More with Earl on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network.
See, now what separates me, okay, from like Hollywood directors, okay, is that I have a huge head, all right, okay. Now I don't mean I have a big ego, okay, because I don't, all right. I mean my actual head is huge, all right. I mean I have to sleep sitting up, okay, like the Elephant Man, or I'll die, all right. But okay, get this though, okay. It was my huge head, okay, that thought up who is perfect to play Marcellus's wife, all right?
When this big hulking man walks up, this big guy, looks me right in the eye, and he gives me one of these. He goes, you got any gum? You got any gum?
He asked you for some gum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Not David Letterman? You almost you think it's David Letterman. Some guy came and got any gum. Okay, David Letterman. Jeez. And you know what? Chris Kattan, who was in on that skit, Earl, he's a funny guy. You ever met Chris Kattan before? I never met that guy. That guy's funny as hell, too, man.
Yeah, I've done a few shows with him. I don't know if he's the best stand-up, but he's a great, I guess you'd call him an improviser.
Or actor or whatever. So you're saying he's not really like a joke guy? He's more of like a contortionist type thing or whatever?
Very strange dude, but I think he almost does like this Andy Kaufman type stand-up attempt, and he's obviously famous.
But he's so another one, though, Earl. He doesn't give an F either, though, does he? He does not care, that guy, either.
I don't think he does, because I don't know him that well, but I got the impression, you know, his last couple movies didn't do well, so he was like, hey, screw it, I'm going to be as weird as I can, and if you're on board with it, great. If not, go watch a Spade show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, David Spade likes making money, Earl, right? You're buddies with him. Spade, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all, but Spade wants to get paid, right? So Spade's like, sure, I'll do it. I think, like, look at Kattan, man, and some of the characters that he had on SNL. You could tell the guy was a weirdo, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a very nice guy. I mean, the few times I opened for him, he was, he's almost, I would say, has a social anxiety disorder. So he's...
Yeah.
The interactions are strange, whereas Norm would talk to me, and I didn't know him very well, to be honest, about hockey, about gambling, and just a great storyteller.
Earl Skakel kicking it with us. You know, I was talking about, and I know there's been some great weekend update teams over the years on SNL, right? And to me, that's always, like, if you're going to watch SNL, Earl, and I don't know if you do, you're working on Saturday nights, but, right, so I don't know, if you're a comedian, so I imagine you have to know what's going on it, but the weekend update thing has always been to me over the years. That's like sort of the 5 minutes I wouldn't want to miss. You know what I mean? The 7 minutes. I was like, oh, I got it. But especially with Norm Macdonald. And I don't know how you feel about these guys now. But to me, and they're popular, I guess, but they're too swarmy. And that was I think it's the best word I could use with Colin Jost and Michael Che. Like, Norm, like, you know, Norm was just funny, man. These guys are, like, writing jokes that they only think is funny, Earl. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that Ivy League sort of, you know, you might not think it's funny, but it really is, but you're dumb and you don't get it type of thing. I don't know. I'm not down with Che and Joseph's humor. What's your take on that?
I mean, I got to say, my three favorite Weekend Update people are the OG Chevy Chase, who I know he's not the most well-liked dude off camera, but he was brilliant. And then in a weird selection, Kevin Nealon.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Well, he was great because he seemed kind of uncomfortable doing it. Like, I think in his heart he wanted to do Norm-type jokes, but it wasn't in him. But he did them anyway, and he kind of stumbled, and it made it even funnier. And then Norm is, I think, the best Weekend Update host of all time.
He really is. I'm not just saying that. Like, I'm looking now at the list. Michael Che, what about Seth Meyers? What do you think of Seth Meyers?
I mean, I think they're all good. I mean, obviously they're funny, but I think Norm was truest to himself, which, to me, true comedy is the best comedy there is. It's not me.
He was laughing with you, right? Like, I like how he did the SN of the Weekend Update, and he'd sort of smile like, yeah, that is funny. Like, after, he'd smile into the camera after the deadpan face. As a comedian, what was he good at? Like I said, his deadpanness was good. His impressions were great. And the fact that, I don't know, it seemed to me that he didn't try to polish it up too much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of comedians, like, they'll speak, it's almost like to rehearse the joke. Like, he sort of had a way, he didn't care if he stumbled a bit. You know what I mean? Like, it made it almost realer.
Well, he was also fearless. I mean, he is the definition of a fearless comic, because he not only went after OJ, but he hammered Michael Jackson, and you know, not a lot of comics would, because that's a pretty big target to put on yourself. And Norm didn't care. Like, his Michael Jackson jokes are as funny as his OJ
yeah.
jokes. And I'm sure someone from NBC was like, hey, you know, that's the king of pop, lay low, and he doubled down. So I really think his best asset was not caring, and if he thought it was funny, he was going to deliver it. And if you were on board with it, great. If not, Norm would probably tell you to beat it.
So look at Dennis Miller. I'm looking at here ranked. They have him ranked number one as the all-time SNL update guy. Norm number two. This is Yardbarker. Tina Fey three. Chevy Chase four. That's disrespectful to Chevy. He might be a jerk and stuff, but whatever. Like, come on, let's be real. Chevy Chase has to be number one, doesn't he? I mean, me, Norm's my guy, but Chevy was a little bit before my time for as far as SNL. I get so he and him and Jane Kushner, right, started that. Tina Fey, and listen, I get it. It's not just men's humor, right? So I'm not a big Tina Fey fan. She's not right. You know what I mean? I'm not. And even her, the co-host there, what's her name? Amy Poehler. Not massive. Jane Curtin, that was it, Kirsten. Jane Curtin, she was funny, my bad. Bill Murray was brief. That's before my time. Kevin Nealon was good. What are you a Dennis Miller fan?
I loved him when he wasn't as bitter as he is now.
Yeah, I know.
it's the same thing with Bill Maher. It's like, what are you guys bitter about? You guys are millionaires. You get to do the greatest job in the world, make people laugh. Do my gigs if you want to get bitter. Dennis allowed.
Hey, but hold on, Earl. I wanted to come to your show. Sorry, I just wanted to say, I wasn't going to come to your show, and I actually promised that I was all down and stuff I was in, and I called, I lost my phone. So that was step number one. That was the problem number one. So I lose my cell phone, and I was basically about to go, and I looked online, Earl, just to confirm the address. I wanted to screw up. Comedy Store, Comedy Shop. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I want to screw up. So I look up, and I see all over the internet, sold out. So the show was sold out. So how did the show go? Was it packed as crazy? Sold out as crazy?
Oh, it was awesome. I was in the main room. I closed out the main room, which is probably the number one stage in the world. Every big name comic, from Norm to, you know, Carlin to Pryor to me,
that's
from
great.
A to Z, basically, has been on that stage. So to get to do like an hour on that stage it's pretty special to me. But there'll be other shows, Gabe.
And I'll be back.
Yes, like Arnold.
I'm coming back for the Dodgers, the playoffs. I'll be back. We got to win that stupid wild card game, though.
Well, the Dodgers are big fans of the Comedy Store. I don't know.
Do they? Yeah.
Very.
The players come out there.
The redheaded, the guy with the.
Oh, Turner. Justin Turner. Justin yeah. Turner. Yeah.
He's a big Comedy Store fan, and the LA Kings are big fans of the Comedy Store. So it'll be nice with those guys all back in town again to see some familiar faces.
Yeah, and to tell you what, hockey starts, or we were talking about it earlier, NHL hockey starts, and listen, preseason starts in 9 days, but the regular season starts in a month. I tell you, the Kings, yeah, the Kings are an interesting team. They've got some good young talent, but they're in a tough conference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing with the Kings. They're so deep at center that some of these kids are going to end up on the wing, like this kid, Quentin Byfield. He was only 18. It's crazy. But he's going to be the next star of the league. And he's 6'4", 215, can score, can pass. He's probably the fastest player in his draft class, other than the kid from Ottawa, Stutzla. And, you know, it's very exciting to be a Kings fan. They have so many young kids. who, if half of them make it, they're sitting pretty. So, you know, we struggled the last, probably, you know, ever since the last Cup win in 2014. So I think they're a surprise team. I don't think they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. You know, they're a couple years away from that. But they're going to surprise some people because, you know, they made some good trades, getting Victor Arvidsson from Nashville and Deneau from Montreal. So they're my, and I'm not a homer. I'm a realistic Kings fan, but they're my team to watch this year. Tampa will win it again. They're just too good.
I'll tell you, look, you know, it's funny. I just said the same thing. So they'll win three in a row. I agree, Earl. They will. They're like, who's going to beat them, bro? Who's going to beat them? They just get better. They have so many guys that come in and out of the lineup. They can miss. They can rest a guy for a month. We got to get out of here already. But for the record, the Los Angeles Kings are listed at FanDuel right now, 24-1 to win the Pacific Division. Vegas Golden Knights are favored. Edmonton Oilers are the second choice. Great to catch up with you, Earl. I wish we had more time. Thanks for joining us, man.
Gabe, you're the best. I love you. Thank you for all the help throughout the years. Gabe Morency for president.
R.I.P. Norm MacDonald. You rock, Earl.
Thank you, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. And of course, we're kicking it live on the Mightier 1090, San Diego, Los Angeles, SoCal in the house. Russ Baxter is also in the house. And we're not just saying this because he's joining us right now, but Russ is a must follow on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. And I've really enjoyed the coverage, the full press coverage at fullpresscoverage.com. Russ Baxter joins us. Russ, happy football. Always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, interesting week one. We saw a bunch of division champions. I think half the division champions lost. You know, some of them were paired up against each other, like the Bills and the Steelers and Green Bay and New Orleans and so on. Two overtime games, a one-point game in New England. That's not bad for week one.
So some key statistics that you highlighted at fullpresscoverage.com. Key statistics through week one. Teams with the most rushing attempts went 9-7. Teams with more rushing yards went 9-7. Teams that scored 30 or plus points, 8-1. Home teams, 8-8. There were 500-yard rushers, 13 100-yard receivers, and 11 300-yard passers. The thing that catches my eye the most out of these key stats would be the one in the middle, Russ. Home teams, 8-8. And this is a trend that's been developing for a couple of years. It wasn't, you know, there was a lot of talk last year about, well, there's not fans in the stadium. How is this going to affect home field advantage? But truth be told, Russ, it's been a couple of years, even before the pandemic, that home field just hasn't meant quite as much as it used to.
No, I think in 2019, when we had full stands and we had fans and stuff, I think it was, what, just nine games over 500? 132, 123, and 1. So that's kind of just a strange little trend and so on. So 8-8 this week, it'll be interesting. Last year was actually a losing record. But again, unusual circumstances. But that 2019 number, Gabe, jumps out because I want to say that was the worst winning percentage of the home teams since the early 70s.
Yeah, it was.
You know, yeah. So you know, read into it what you will. You know, there's a lot more balance in the league, and you know, we're coming off a season where a wild card team won the Super Bowl for the first time in 10 years. And irony of ironies, think about this, because I know a lot of people have been talking about the Packers and how they stunk up the joint at Jacksonville and so on. I seem to recall a team that the Saints beat 38-3 last year, and they won the Super Bowl. How would that be?
That's a good point. Yeah, in his worst game of his career. Actually, I think technically, hard to believe, that was Tom Brady's second worst game. But you're exactly right. The Buccaneers got smoked by the Saints last year, guys, if you recall. So, Russ, this isn't a you know, there's no data. I don't have any data on this. This is just my perception, and my perception can be twisted sometimes, Russ. So I'll ask a sane person such as yourself. It seemed to me that the referees were letting the players play a lot in week one, specifically the defensive backs. There was a lot of clutching. There was a lot of grabbing. Quite frankly, there was a lot of contact that normally you would expect to see be called in past years, but I liked it. It was consistent, and it seemed to be game by game. Am I crazy? Did you notice that the referees were letting them play more than not?
Well, I think you notice it by not noticing them, okay? They're really what you think about any game this week where you said, and maybe there's one or two or something, where you said, wow, that call cost them the game.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, you're right.
We saw more turnovers and a muff punt attempt on the snap by the Browns, which to me was more devastating than Baker Mayfield's interception later. So we saw more miscues, but again, this was a different offseason again for different reasons. We only had three preseason games. Some starters, like Aaron Rodgers, didn't play at all. Some teams decided to play their starters in the third game because there was such a gap between the third game and then the start of the regular season. So it's interesting now. We have a 17-game season. It'll be interesting to see if 0-1 means it's what 0-1 had done. And last year, the Buccaneers lost their first game. That was the first game they lost to the Saints last year, and they came back and won the Super Bowl. 10 times a team has lost its first game of the season and still won the Super Bowl.
But only 10 times. Wow.
Only 10 times. But funny enough, in there, Dave, there's a couple of 0-2s in there where a team lost its first two games and still managed to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm a Bills fan, Russ, and I don't like I don't like hearing this, and only 10 teams have won and we're 0-1. Because it's funny, Russ. I love football, and I came on after the games on Sunday night, and I brought up the standings, and I had people telling me, "What are you, crazy? It's week one." I said, "No, I'm not crazy. These games count. Week one, week 16, and you don't write a team off because they lost, but the numbers speak for themselves right there, right? So only 10 times has a team won a Super Bowl, and I'm sure 0-2 doesn't get much better. I'm just looking like they're big games this week already, Russ. Like, look at the New York Giants and the Washington football team. Loser of that team's 0-2. It's not going to be fun to be 0-2 if you're Joe Judge in New York right now. Buffalo Bills facing 0-2, and the Miami Dolphins could potentially be 2-0, Russ, with two division wins in their back pocket. Doesn't get much better than that for them. Dare I say, week two is a big week this week in the NFL already.
Yeah, and what made the week one, even though it's 0-1 or 1-0 and stuff, what we had this first week was a lot of matchups between teams that were in the playoffs last year.
Okay? Yeah, litmus tests. You're right. Right. Yeah, almost litmus test games.
Right. Well, and also tiebreaker tests. So if Buffalo and Pittsburgh happened to tie in the seeding, Pittsburgh would go ahead. If Kansas City and Cleveland happened to tie in the seeding, they would go ahead. Okay? So you do have those are the kind of things. Green Bay and New Orleans. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, listen, the thing that was funny, the trend this week was if you were in the AFC West or the NFC West, you can lose this week.
It's crazy. And we knew these divisions were going to be great coming in. We're in conversation with Russell Baxter, Bax Football Guru on Twitter. So, Russ, which games catch your eye? Talked about that. I'm fascinated by the Buffalo-Miami game. I tell you what, in that division, everybody lost except Miami. You just talked about everybody winning in the NFC West. and the AFC West, different situation. So, you know, everybody can get back on track. So the Jets-Patriots game is interesting. Actually, you know what? This is a really interesting card as a whole, isn't it, Russ? I mean, San Francisco and Philadelphia is a cool game. Can New Orleans keep this going after what we saw going into Carolina? Look, the winner of that game is going to be 2-0. Arizona, very impressive in week one. Which games are you most looking forward to this week, Russ?
Well, divisional are always to tell you that. And, you know, you've got the entire AFC East going against each other. You've got the entire NFC South going against each other. You got a, you know, one primetime game is a divisional game with the Giants and Washington. Green Bay and Detroit, another divisional game. So almost half the slate this week is divisional games. It's hard to ignore Kansas City at Baltimore after just what happened to the Ravens.
Yeah, that's the Sunday nighter. That's the Sunday nighter, everybody, just for the record. Yeah, Kansas City at Baltimore, Sunday night football.
Right, and Kansas City has kind of had their number the last couple of years. Some wild games. Last year, I think it was last year on a Monday night, Kansas City went into Baltimore and really handled them. You know, Baltimore's offense didn't do much of anything. So, you know, it's games like that. You know, I find it a game that's really intriguing. And I'm a big interconference game fan because there are obviously always potential Super Bowl matchups. How about the Colts hosting the Rams? And the Colts lost last week, but we saw what the Rams did on Sunday night. And I find it hard to believe the Colts were as bad defensively as they were last week, but they gave up big play after big play after big play. This was one of the better defensive units in the league last year. So I'll be curious to see that. Was, to me, it was less about Carson Wentz, and it was more about, you know, Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf just kind of huge gains from Russell Wilson. It wasn't like Russell Wilson – you know, threw the ball 50 times, I mean, but still four touchdown passes, no interceptions. You know, that to me is a very, very intriguing game. Even though I know that I believe he faced them last year, Andy Dalton gets to play against the Cincinnati Bengals again. So he did it as a member of the Dallas Cowboys, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
After what we saw, how long will we
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, actually. I was going to ask, how many more weeks?
We'll see Justin Fields in the game because they've already made an effort to make him, you know, specialty plays and so on. But and by the way, I don't want to blame it on Andy Dalton. Where was the Bears vaunted defense against the Rams? They were an absolute no-show.
They were. All right. So speaking of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Chargers, and Russ, we got about 2 minutes here. So we got about a minute. Man, look, that's how good of a card it is this week that the Dallas Cowboys are playing the Los Angeles Chargers, and we didn't get to that game. That's a fascinating game right there and would be a massive win for the Chargers. A lot of people were, you know, Chargers were a trendy team coming into this year. Your quick take, we got 30 seconds. Who you like in that game, Cowboys, Chargers?
Dallas, to me, looks like Dallas did last year when Dak Prescott was in. They'll score 29, 30, 31 points and still find a way to lose the game because their defense is absolutely horrendous. I have a hard time thinking that the Cowboys' defense against Justin Herbert and that offense, Keenan Allen and so on, that's a tough call for the Cowboys, who, you know, have a lot of young players on defense. They've got some free agents and so on. But they're under construction as far as defense goes. Last year they set a team record for most points allowed in the season.
Russ Baxter. Russ, it was great catching up with you. I know you're busy. We're enjoying your work. I look forward to the coverage throughout the week, and we'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We're rolling. Thanks to Russ Baxter for kicking it with us. We apologize. Russ, I think Russ lives in Cape Cod or something. Was he joining us from a boat, Matthias? I'll tell you, too. Guest calls tonight, very smooth. Very smooth. Steve Smooth, Steve Merrill. I got to tell you, too, I should have credited McInnes. McInnes sounded great as well. Earl Skakel. Russ, great information, but yeah, it was a little choppy. Like I said, he's in the East Coast. He's in New England. So we had some connection issues. Russ Baxter, we're throwing it down. Man, quickest 180 minutes in sports. Feels like 18 minutes. We're done. We got a 3-minute warning coming up. We'll leave you some words of wisdom on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're going to be rolling into the Wicked Wednesday. And you know what the Wicked Wednesday means? The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Bub Bano. We got Rick Saratella on the radar as well. So a quick baseball check here. Let's check in with the standings after tonight. It's been a great baseball season. Wild stuff. Man, there's just so many good teams. There's so many good teams peaking right now. The playoffs are going to be off the hook. If you're into baseball, then, man, this is going to be some good stuff. So as it is now, and I know people were hoping, Kurtz brought it up last night, where he wants, like, tiebreakers and all that type of stuff, so we play, like, all week, like in a wild card. As it is right now, guys, we have a three-way tie for the wild card. Toronto Blue Jays, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox are all tied. Seattle Mariners are one game. They lost tonight, so they're three games back now. Of the wild card. Toronto, New York, and Boston. And, of course, there's two spots available for those three teams. National League, Los Angeles Dodgers are rolling right now. But it's starting to appear as though they're not going to win a division. And that's going to upset me because I'm a Dodger fan and because I bet a lot of money on them to win a division. But I think as long as they can survive the wild card game, and as it is now, the St. Louis Cardinals have played themselves into the wild card. So the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a half game up on Cincinnati. San Diego are one game back. San Diego are picking a bad time and start to fall apart right now. All right, but they're still in this thing. And the Philadelphia Phillies are three back and the Mets are four back of the wild card. So we know the Dodgers are in. So basically it's St. Louis, Cincinnati, San Diego battling. Thanks to Earl Skakel. Thanks to Russ Baxter. Thanks to Steve Merrill. Thanks to Andrew McInnes. Thanks to you for tuning in. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.